Sony Music and Warner have filed suit against Anthropic, and the language in their complaint is not the hedged, lawyerly language that usually accompanies copyright litigation against AI companies. The labels describe a brazen campaign of intellectual property theft, and go further still, calling it one of the largest and most blatant ongoing thefts of intellectual property in history. That is not the vocabulary of a company testing the legal waters. It is the vocabulary of a company that believes it already has the evidence it needs. What the labels are actually alleging. Most AI copyright disputes to date have circled around a similar shape, a rights holder suspects, in general terms, that a model was trained on its catalog, and a lawsuit follows built largely on inference. Anthropic's defense, like that of most large model developers, has relied on the difficulty of proving exactly what went into training and when. Vague allegations invite vague defenses. What makes the Sony and Warner complaint different, according to reporting from both the Decoder and TechCrunch, is that it does not stay at the level of "our music was probably used somewhere in this." It names tracks. It attaches dates. It builds a complaint out of specifics rather than suspicion. That is a meaningfully different kind of legal document, because it converts an argument about principle into a set of claims that a court can actually test. Why specificity changes the legal calculus. A lawsuit that says, "you probably trained on copyrighted material," invites a company to respond with generalities of its own, assertions about fair use, about transformation, about the public interest in model development. A lawsuit that says, "you used this track on this date," invites something much narrower and much harder to escape, a yes or no, followed by discovery. Discovery is where cases like this actually get decided, and it is also where they get expensive and uncomfortable for the defendant. Once a complaint identifies specific works and specific dates, the other side cannot simply argue about principle. It has to produce logs, contracts, dataset documentation, whatever evidence exists of what was ingested and when. Anthropic wants this fight fought at the level of abstraction, where the argument is about the nature of machine learning itself. Sony and Warner appear to have built a complaint designed to prevent exactly that. Anthropic's credibility is already thin. This lawsuit does not land on a company enjoying a run of goodwill. The Decoder has reported that AI sentiment is turning sour as employee reviews reveal growing frustration across the workforce, and Anthropic's own product decisions have not helped its case for good faith. Its recent Claude code limit change was framed publicly as an increase but functions, in practice, as a cut, the kind of move that invites exactly the skepticism a company facing a brazen campaign accusation cannot afford. Trust problems compound. OpenAI's decision to cut off Cursor after its acquisition by SpaceX, citing Elon Musk's history of breaking contracts, is a reminder that the AI industry is increasingly willing to litigate reputation as much as code. Anthropic, mid-lawsuit, is now operating in an environment where every downstream decision it makes will be read through the lens of whether it can be taken at its word. The wider pattern this fits into. None of this is happening in isolation. LAION has released a video dataset built from 10 million hours of footage explicitly for AI research, an open alternative that exists precisely because licensing disputes like this one make closed, undisclosed training data increasingly radioactive. Meanwhile in China, AI-generated videos are already displacing actors and livestreamers across the entertainment industry, a preview of what happens when generative tools are trained and deployed without the underlying rights questions ever being settled first. The contrast is instructive. LAION's dataset is offered openly, for research, with its provenance stated. Sony and Warner's complaint alleges the opposite, that Anthropic took catalog material without license and used it as fuel for a commercial product. The industry has both models sitting side by side right now, and only one of them is currently the subject of a lawsuit accusing it of one of the largest thefts of intellectual property in history. What the specificity actually buys the labels. It is worth being honest about what naming tracks and dates does not do. It does not guarantee a win, and it does not resolve the underlying fair use question that will eventually have to be argued regardless of how the initial pleadings are written. But it does something litigation strategists understand well: it removes the defendant's easiest exit. A company facing an abstract accusation can spend years arguing about definitions. A company facing a complaint built on named works and dated instances has to answer for those instances specifically, in discovery, under oath, with documents. Anthropic has spent much of the year positioning itself as the industry's more careful, more principled developer, the company that wants to do for physical hardware what its model context protocol did for software, the one building longer memory and more considered agents. A complaint that names its alleged victims by title and by date is a direct challenge to that positioning. It is one thing to argue, in general, that AI training on copyrighted material serves the public interest. It is another to explain, track by track, why a specific song was used on a specific date without a license.